I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're a part of my heart, but tonight you belong to me.
That's my water jug.
Sure.
Keep a lookout for a parking spot, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing back there?
Going through my magic stuff.
You've got a lot in here, Copper.
I know. That's why we're cleaning it out.
I mean, what even is this?
That's an illness ward I was working on. Don't break it.
I'm not gonna break it. Calm down. Amber, look.
Are those bones?
Yes, I use bones all the time.
You're never gonna get that thing untangled, Copper.
I'll work on it later.
Oh, is this an oracle deck?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know you did divination.
I don't. I've tried, but I'm not very good at it.
This is really cool, though. Where'd you get this?
I don't remember. I think it was somebody else's.
Whose?
I don't know.
Must have been one of them. Look, the pictures move.
It's not moving. I think it's just shiny.
The clouds are totally moving. Look, the flowers are too.
What flowers? It's a picture of a bird skull.
You okay, class?
Hold on. I think they're all the same picture, but they're definitely moving.
Glass, I don't think I understand this joke.
What? I'm not joking. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Yo, are you divining?
Am I divining?
I don't know. I've never divined before. I don't know what it feels like.
I flip through the deck and realize that it's not all the same picture. It's pieces of the same picture, right? Like, some cards just have the open blue sky, the clouds, maybe a bird or something. And some have the flowers, hundreds of them, layered over each other. Like a puzzle. Wait, it's not the same pictures. They're all parts of one big picture.
A picture of what?
Do you remember when we went to that city that was a bunch of truck stops smashed together?
And we almost got tricked into becoming truckers forever. Yeah, I remember.
And the folk took us all to different other worlds?
Yeah.
I think it's the same field from the one I went to. It has the exact same flowers.
I think I see a stop up ahead, y'all.
The barn up there?
We could check to see if the door's intact. Looks like something we could ward pretty easy.
Great. I can take these out and get a better look at whatever this is.
Here, try this. It's a pendulum.
Oh, cool. I don't know what to do with this.
Just hold it. See if it moves in a particular direction.
I don't think anything's happening.
Maybe it'll work better when the car is stopped.
Why am I trying this?
I don't know. I have all this divination stuff and have never really been able to use it. I want to know what it looks like when they work.
I want to try the pendulum.
Careful playing around with all that stuff. It ain't a toy.
I'm not treating it like a toy. I just want to test out if we're going through some kind of magic field or something. I don't think it's doing anything.
We go through magic fields a lot as we travel. Spots where there's more magic in the air, I guess. They feel kind of like the air gets heavier. I know that doesn't make sense to say, but that's how the cards feel too. The paper feels like velvet and it smells like creek water. Or maybe it's the visions that smell. But it doesn't feel like a magic field. It's too small and too quiet.
Check this place out.
I think that barn's big enough to fit our car inside.
Pulling in now.
We stop right inside the barn. Copper's right. It's big. It's this huge, creaking mass of logs and planks. It smells like rotting wood and dead dirt. It'll be fine for one night. Just keeping the car out of the wind does a lot to keep it warm.
Where's the big flashlight?
Look at the paint above the doors. It's already been warded.
Nice. I love not having to work for shelter.
You don't have to do anything for our shelters anyway, Amber.
Neither does Glass. They don't have magic either.
I'm providing moral support.
We still need to give it a once-over, y'all. Check for anything suspicious.
Here's the big flashlight, Copper.
Thank you.
It's not that dark inside. There are too many spaces that let the light in. But judging by where the sun is, there won't be much light left soon.
I'm going to go use the outhouse. It's right over there. Not too far off.
Pretty out here.
It'll be dark soon. Maybe we could all go look around a little bit in the morning. In the meantime, everyone try to stay in the barn. I'll spray down some backup sigils when I get done.
Do you have a blanket or something I can lay all these out on?
You can use this.
Perfect.
That's my jacket, by the way, and I'm gonna need that back later.
Back soon, y'all.
Amber gets bored almost immediately and starts looking around, checking for suspicious stuff like Silver said. But Copper sits next to me and watches me lay the cards out, one by one. And that feeling keeps growing in the back of my head. You know, when somebody's standing right behind you and you can feel them looking, even though you can't see them?
I can't see whatever you're seeing.
And I can't feel what you feel when you put components together.
Watch when it turns out to be nothing.
Why would it turn out to be nothing?
I don't know. Because you and I have never been able to do magic before.
Hey, first time for everything, I guess. Give me a second. I'm stuck on this one.
I wish I could help.
I need some inspiration. I light the copper and say I can't figure out the next piece, but I can see exactly where each card goes. It's just that every time I put one down, the watch feeling gets stronger. I'm avoiding it. What else do you have in here that I can play with?
They're not toys, Glass.
You know what I mean.
You're done with the cards?
No, I just want to see if anything else works. What's this?
Dice.
Well, yeah, I can see that. What do these symbols mean?
I don't know. I don't think those are mine.
Can I try?
Sure.
I don't know what this means.
Then it probably didn't work.
What else you got?
We could try tea leaves.
I am not boiling water for that. You want to start a fire out there, be my guest.
Ooh, I've got another idea. Pick something out of your box.
Okay.
No, don't show me.
Okay. What are you...
Shh. I'm doing magic. It's a dice.
That's not fair, you saw.
It was on the card.
Let me try again. How many fingers?
2.
How about now?
4.
Now?
Now it's just your fist.
No way.
You must be real proud of me and the cool magic I can do.
Let me know when you're back to being boring like me.
What else can you see?
I don't know. It switches back to that field real quickly. It was only showing me your hand for a second.
Aren't you gonna finish putting them all together?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do that then. It should be scary. Silver's always telling me I should take things more seriously. But the way I see it, taking things too seriously gets you in trouble just as much. And sure, I feel like I'm being watched. But being watched isn't what I'm afraid of. It's after I lay the last card down that I see it. The meadow. But somehow, more than the meadow too. I can see the future, but I also can't. For just a moment, I feel what it feels like to know. I don't see anything, but I do at the same time. I stare at that meadow and I feel myself in every moment in the future of that car. Not living it, just feeling that I'll be there eventually. I don't understand. It's impossible and confusing. I can feel time looking at those cards. I can't discern the future or the past, but I can taste it. I can sense it.
What do you see?
It's just a meadow. It's not just a meadow. I hear a voice in the back of my mind. My voice. It whispers something like, "This is what it feels like to be one of them."
Wow, sick vision. Magic really is all it's cracked up to be.
This is gonna sound crazy. I think I just microdosed omniscience.
What?
I really don't know how to explain what I just felt.
You were right, that did sound crazy.
Well, tell us, what did you see?
I didn't see anything, but also I did?
Wait, shut up! The cat's outside!
The cat?
Yeah, the one we met at the rest stop, remember? When Silver knocked down that cairn?
How do you know it's the same one?
She's orange and she's got those black speckles on her nose.
But she can't be here, can she? That rest stop is really far away by now.
Cats come and go as they please. I don't think even the folk could change that.
I'm gonna go say hi.
You know, I think I could use the air. I'm getting up into my head with those cards, you know?
Here, kitty kitty.
Don't stay too long out there.
Be right back, Silver. We'll be fine.
Hi, nummies.
Glass, can I move your cards so I can put a sigil down?
Sure, just put them back into the...
Glass?
Good kid.
Is Glass coming out here too, Silver?
They just walked around the post and they just disappeared.
What?
They were there 1 second and then they were gone. I don't...
Glass? Hello?
Shoot. I knew we should have been quicker with those sigils.
Look at the fabric they were wrapped in. Whoa. And I'm back there again. In the meadow. I don't speak. I expect a spring, but there's always a possibility that it's a summer trying to trick me. So instead, I just wait. I look all around at the flowers and the blue sky. It looks almost normal. Green trees, white clouds, hundreds and hundreds of little purple wildflowers. Asters, I think. And eventually, they talk. Whoa, that's really weird. I can understand you. I'm not sure how that's happening. Are you... I mean, it almost sounds like you're speaking. How can I can't understand what you're saying. And that's weird. This has never happened to me before. It's not language. Not really. When I hear it, it's like the concepts are forming right in my head without words at all. And it feels warm. Somehow. You know when water is that temperature where the longer you keep your fingers in it, the less you can tell if it's warm or cool, but it's kinda nice either way? The voice, it's like that. Why did... You brought me in here, and I don't know why. Yeah, I had a feeling the cards were you. You know, same meadow and everything. It's nice. It's a nice little place. What the? I am serious. I like it. It's beautiful. I should be getting back to my friends, though. I'm sure they're worried about me. What? Sorry. I don't know about a bargain. I'm not really in the market for any kind of contract. I did like it. I mean, I've never been able to use magic before. I'm sure you don't mean I'd have the ability permanently. Oh, as long as we're in contact. Right. Would I... So, if I could glimpse into the future, I assume I'd be able to see dangers before they happen. And I could use that to help my friends. Then what would... I want to know what I would need to trade for that. That's not asking very much. Okay, let me think. There's a hum in the air. I can feel it in the bottoms of my feet and in the back of my ribcage. Have you ever stood on a bridge, dozens of feet above the water? Actually, sure. I don't see why not.
Glass!
Where are you?
This isn't funny anymore.
I'm over here! I'm over... Oh. Bye, kitty.
You're over here!
Glass, what in the Sam hell happened?
I went somewhere else for a second.
Are you all right? Let me get a look at you.
I'm fine, Silver. I'm fine.
I told you it was a bad idea.
What happened?
I don't know. I was here and then I wasn't. It was like I slipped through a crack or something.
Was it one of them? What house was it?
It wasn't one of them.
It wasn't?
Yeah, I thought it was two at first. But I think it was just... It was just me.
You. It was you? You slipped yourself out of reality.
Oh, I don't know. Stranger things have happened, I guess. And I'm back now, aren't I?
What did you see?
I saw the meadow. From the cards. From earlier. But I was only there for a second.
You were gone for like 15 minutes.
Oof, weird. Time slippage?
Time don't work the same everywhere.
Let's get you back to the car. Copper and I could do some cleansing to make sure it don't happen again.
Works for me.
What are you writing?
Little story about something that happened when I was a kid.
Like a journal?
Something like that.
Seen anything on the cards?
Not recently. I can feel it, though.
When do I get magic?
Magic ain't all it's cracked up to be, Amber. They can see you better when you do it.
Oh no, they can see me. They could see me before, but it's worse this time, somehow.
Amber?
I'm just joking.
How much danger would you guys put yourselves in to keep us safe?
As much as necessary.
Wow. All right.
I'm not trying to be too serious. I just care about you all a lot. I'd do just about anything to keep y'all from getting hurt.
I wouldn't. Screw you guys.
I think I'd do some pretty dumb stuff too. If it meant we'd be safer.
You'd do dumb stuff anyway.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Love you too, darling.
Yeah, I love you too.
Same.
Say it back.
All right. Love you guys. You already know I do.
Why'd you rip it out?
I wanted to write a different one. I didn't like how it was turning out.
I'm bored. Can we sing something?
You don't have to ask us, Amber. You can just start.
Oh, turn right up here.
What? Why?
The bridge is out.
Oh. Sure, yeah.
Was that the future?
I think it was. Way down
by the stream,
how sweet
it will be
once more, just to dream in the moonlight,
my honey, I know,
with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong.
Tonight, you belong to me.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pao Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, and Tabitha Bardal as Copper. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is Tonight You Belong to Me by Billy Rose and Lee David. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/findusalive. Thank you for listening.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.